This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So there was this blow-up of this Covington Catholic High School thing that the media completely, I mean, they just painted a narrative on it. In fact, the guy who does Gilbert Scott something, he apologized because he had jumped the gun. I sent him a tweet saying, dude, you should know you can't believe the media by this point. You need to stop jumping the gun. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're talking to. This story was a couple days ago. I don't find it interesting enough to cover, other than the fact that it was contrived. It was the media trying to make it appear as these little white kids from a Catholic school, biblically oriented, you know, of course, Christian school, and they wanted to make it sound like they were picking on the indigenous people, some old Indian dude who is nothing but a troublemaker. The history of this guy is he's a troublemaker. He was against the Keystone Pipeline. You know, he's the guy that's going to sit in the middle of the road and make you do something and then go, look at what he did, you know. And so he was trying to stir up something, and the media loved it. They love these narratives. They're never going to correct them. They don't care. If it can make white people look bad and some people of color look good, it doesn't matter what the people of color did. That Indian could have come up and slapped the heck out of that white boy, and they would have said, well, he's getting back for generations old harm that was done to the Indians or whatever. But let me tell you, go study Indian history and find out about the Indians, and you will have very little sympathy for the ideas of what Indians were doing to other Indians. They were enslaving them, raping them, beating them, robbing them, you know, taking their women and children, you name it, killing them, torturing them. But no, you know, the way the narrative is the Indians were a peaceful, loving people, you know, on their land, and the white man came and just decimated them. No, the white man showed up, and the Indians went, hey, you know, you do know this is our land, right? And so they attacked them. And then the white people went, holy crap, we've been attacked. You know, this is other people's land. So they started fighting back, and the war began. And then you know what white folks did? They won. I heard a Comanche Indian. That's where you got to see this guy speak. He goes, the Comanches were the baddest dudes in North America, period. We enslaved Indians. We killed them. We tortured them. We raped them. We did whatever we wanted. And we made them a deal. Either you come be with us or we're going to be ugly. So that's what they did. And he goes, we did it all. Anywhere we came, people knew it. We kicked butt. There was no group of Indians that were badder than us until the white guy showed up. And the white guy said, oh, you think you're bad? Okay. And then they brought rifles and stuff. And while we were shooting bow and arrows, they were shooting lead. And they took over. And he goes, I tip my hat to you because we were doing the same thing. But no, the left wants you to believe the narrative that Indians were all peaceful, getting along. And the white man came and just brutalized them for no reason. Look, I get it. Don't misunderstand me. You come to somebody's land and they're like, what are you doing here? But what the Indians could have done is showed up and said, hey, why are you here? And then the white man go, we're running from some other white people. They go, okay, well, you may buy land, work your way to land, whatever. And they could have done it. We could have done peaceful resolution, right? You can't own all the land. In fact, you don't own all the land. You don't have enough people to own all the land. We could have negotiated. I can see Trump doing it. Wait, listen here, red man. You know, you got a lot of land there. I'll take this desert. I'll make casinos. You know what I mean? I could see Donald Trump with the art of the deal back then. But no, the Indians attacked these white guys, and the white people were like, we're dying here. These people are... They're killing us. Every time we expand somewhere, we meet a new band of them. And none of them are negotiating. Till we met, Sacagawea and Pocahontas or something like that. I mean, look, I'm no historian. I'm not trying to be. By the way, who am I? This is Kevin Jackson. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You can get this show anytime you want on demand right there. So do that. Please do that. By the way, a guy got upset at this kid. And he's a senator from Kentucky or something, and he says, "Oh, you know what we should do? We should ban the Make America Again hat for teenagers." Yeah. Says, "I'm calling for a total and complete shutdown of teenagers wearing MAGA hats until we can figure out what's going on. They seem to be poisoning young minds." This is Representative John Yarmuth. He tweeted that on Sunday. "The conduct we saw in this video is beyond appalling, but it didn't happen in a vacuum. This is a direct result of the racist hatred displayed daily by the President of the United States, who sadly, some mistake for a role model." Now, let's understand what really happened. Black Lives Matter black dudes were taunting this group of teens, Christian teens, who were doing nothing. They were yelling at a cracker and calling them effers and telling them that they were products of incest. They should go back to Europe and things like this. This old Indian guy decides to walk into the middle of their group, a Catholic church, enjoying D.C. or wherever they were. He walks into the middle and just stares down one of these white kids who does nothing. They did not taunt this man. They did nothing. And the media decides they're going to jump on this story. And this lame brain, who's from Kentucky, one of their congressmen, a Democratic lawmaker, says they need to ban the MAGA hat. Then do you know what he said after the fact? "I was only joking." Do you really think he was joking when he said this is a direct result of the racist hatred displayed daily by the President of the United States, who sadly, some mistake for a role model? Let me tell you something, folks. You can measure when we're making a difference. When people stop calling Donald Trump a racist, when they finally go, "Well, yeah, I really have to take back that Donald Trump is a racist. He's done a lot of great things." When you start hearing that backtracking, you know you're winning. And the only way that's going to happen is when you grow a pair and you start standing up for him publicly to your friends at cocktail parties around this nation. Stop letting people attack Trump. This is not an attack on Donald Trump. Everybody, "Well, okay, you know, Donald Trump does say some things, whatever." Shut up. I just want to slap every one of the people that says that. This is not about Donald Trump. That is a statement of you. Donald Trump is nothing more than the metaphor of what they think about you. And when you start taking it personally, maybe you'll get in a fight. Taking away MAGA hats from teenagers because it's poisoning their minds. Let me tell you what poisons your mind. Anything the leftists do. Give me Hollywood, it poisons your mind. Give me the entertainment industry, it poisons your mind. Give me the school system, it poisons your mind. Anything these clowns do is poisoning the minds of Americans and our children, and what? Nobody seems to really care. I'm sick of listening to these people say the same nonsense with no pushback. You gotta take a short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So what are we talking about today? Oh, man. Well, we got that border wall that's got to go up. And, of course, we're in day whatever of the shutdown. I don't know. I think it's past the 30 days, which is the mark Donald Trump needed to start doing some damage inside of the government. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. I'm very excited that we finally hit that threshold where the president can now do some great, really cool things in the government. And trust me, they know what they can do. I believe there are people working the plan right now, the Stephen Millers of the world. That guy is absolutely brilliant. And he's looking at things they can shut down. Remember the Consumer Protection Board? You may not remember that. That was a board where the Democrats set it up where they could just be Gestapo on business. And the former, I forget who his name, Scott, not Scott Pruitt, but whoever it was, he shut it down. He shut it down. Democrats come, we've got to have, that was Elizabeth Warren, we've got to have that board. Oh my gosh, we got it. Oh. Doesn't she sound like a donkey? Anyway, she says, we got to have it. No, they shut it down because it was anti-business. and it was allowing things to happen that never should have happened. Guess what? All these things are being reviewed right now. I'm so excited about the outcome of that. To me, that's better than the Mueller report on steroids. I want to know what is going on inside of the government that the president and his team is going, okay, we're past the 30-day threshold. Now we've got some real negotiation with these Democrats on what's going to happen. Just think about that. The president can now go to them and say, listen, so here's what we're about to do. We're going to gut this, I don't know what they call them, but we're going to gut this agency and that agency and that agency and that agency. And go back to Pelosi and say, so we're about to do this because we now can do this. So unless you give us what we're looking for, things are going to change around here. I love it. But I was asking this question. Why are the Democrats fighting so hard against sanity? I mean, I don't know how I could make it apply this to your family, but it would be like dad coming home and saying, hey, my job wants to give me a raise and a promotion. Nothing changes. I'll still spend the same amount of time at home. In fact, I may spend less time on the job. We'll make more money. They've given me another week of vacation. And the family's like, no, Dad, don't take it. No. Why would you do something like that? You know, and they're all crying. And Mom's like, oh, he's going to be home more. We're going to take more vacation time. Unless this dude is like just horrible. You know, but that's what I liken it to. But I know why they're fighting so hard. That was a rhetorical question. Yeah, so we do it on the Kevin Jackson Show. We ask rhetorical questions that we already know the answer to. Yeah, if Trump proves that his way works, the Democrats are doomed. It's really that simple. And for the record, he's already proven his way works. We all know the reality here, but it bears repeating, doesn't it? So I'll do it. Walls work. Walls work. Now, you may not like the strategy and what's being employed, and I'll read a tweet that Michelle Malkin, who's a friend of mine, she says, immediate, 3 years of amnesty for 700,000 illegal aliens who get work permits, social security numbers, protection from deportation. Immediate. And so then she says, temporary, protected status extension for 300,000 illegal aliens. Later, maybe later, someday, 230 walls of steel barriers. So what she's saying is that there's the benefits to the illegals and to the Democrats far outweighs what Donald Trump is getting. And it could be true. Michelle's a very, she's an astute young lady. But here's what I'll say to Michelle is maybe she doesn't understand the long game. I don't know. Here's what I will tell you. I don't see Donald Trump negotiating with the Democrats to lose. I don't see that. I don't see us not being able to put the foundation on this border that we're supposed to. So, anyway, Charlie Kirk, he tweeted something that I found very interesting, and he says, breaking, Democrats vote to fund 287 miles of border wall, except it's on the border between Jordan and Syria and Iraq. If Democrats will fund walls for other countries, and if they have funded barriers for the U.S. in the past, why won't they build one to keep America safe? Another good question. So we're having this discussion about border walls, the government shutdown. Here's what I want everybody to sort of, let's take a step back, ask ourselves, why would Trump do what he's doing? He's not in it to lose. So, and by the way, I don't have the answer. I'm asking you, why would he do what he does? But let's understand his personality. He doesn't like to lose. So I've said it before. Here's my opinion. I think Donald Trump puts a carrot out there. And he says, look, here's you winning. To Michelle Malkin's point, 3 years of amnesty for 700,000 illegals, Social Security, protection from deportation. Then protected status extension for 300,000 illegal aliens. Later, maybe someday, 230 miles of steel barriers. You think that's really what Trump's looking for? Or maybe he knows what they wouldn't take. I said, if you give people what looks like a win, doesn't make their side go, but he gave us this. Now, is that permeating through to the least common denominator Democrat? I don't have an answer for you. I think what Donald Trump is saying in his when he gave his speech was, I threw an olive branch out there. They don't want to negotiate. He invited them to the White House. They don't want to negotiate. Nancy Pelosi comes out and says, we're not accepting any deals until the government's open. Donald Trump says, I'm not opening the government, but I gave you a chance to negotiate. Maybe that's it. I don't know. There's a guy who wrote a piece, and he says, the federal government shutdown has presented a unique opportunity for the president to clear out the deadwood of the federal bureaucracy, saving the U.S. taxpayers billions of dollars in salaries, perks, rented office space for people who aren't doing anything productive. I want to delve into that now in a bit, but here's the deal. We've talked about it to a degree, but he brings up, this particular writer brings up some interesting points that I didn't cover. And even though it's some of the same thing that we talked about with respect to he can clean house and drain the swamp, I'm wondering how much of this long game is what Donald Trump is playing. I don't have an answer. But as I said when we started this particular segment, I'm very anxious to see what's going on behind the scenes. Maybe I'll get some insight from somebody. I'll be up in D.C. soon, and I may be able to let you know. But for now, it's speculation. But my speculation, my spidey senses are tingling about what the president is trying to get accomplished here. And I think that he's on the right track. And I wrote a piece recently where I talk about the art of the deal has become the Bible of politics, our political Bible. It's the equivalent of Alinsky's rules for radicals for the left. They refer to it all the time. We know that book so well, it doesn't even work anymore. It certainly doesn't work on Donald Trump. But what works on the left is the art of the deal. And that's what always gives me hope. I want to talk about the political vice grip.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday, pledging to continue on with the State of the Union address, saying that there's no security concerns around the event. Senate leaders are setting up votes on competing bills aimed at ending the partial government shutdown on Thursday. Now, neither bill is expected to advance. Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger tells Fox News the president has made a great offer to the Democrats.
Usually some solution will come out of the Senate. That's what I've seen in the past. I hope the Senate can come up with some kind of a negotiated solution that we can get out of this, because there's so much damage being done. And ultimately, even if one side wins, do you really win after all this?
Covington High School student Nicholas Sandman said in an interview on the Today Show that he wishes the encounter he had with a Native American would have gone a little bit differently. Covington High School is open after being closed yesterday due to security concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I mentioned earlier that a person wrote an article, and I think it was an American Thinker, right? Or was it Spectator? I think it was Thinker. It doesn't matter. I don't need to verify. Thanks, though. So, he called it, he said it was something, the title had to do with political vice grip. And I'm going to warn you that it covers some of the things that we talked about before, but it brought up some other interesting pieces. And that's why I wanted to talk about it. And let's face it, you know, we do, you know, the subject matter, quite frankly, is repetitive. I mean, we're going to be talking about the border wall until it's built. We're going to be talking about the government shutdown until it ends. And the real intrigue is what's going on behind the scenes, and what is the speculation as to what's going to happen, and how close are you to it? And I personally, I love guessing, because I'm a risk guy. From the days of management consulting, I looked at a problem and I go, okay, what are the risk factors involved? So I'll ask you, let's look at this from a management consulting point of view. Every problem is analyzed this way in management consulting, for the most part. What is your as is? What is your to be? So where are things at right now? That's your as is. Where do you want things to be in the future? And what is the gap between where you are and where you want to be? That's it. That's management consulting simplified. It's like martial arts. I tell people in jiu-jitsu, there's only three things you can do to a joint. You can extend it, you can compress it, or you can twist it. That's it. Every joint in your body behaves the same way. So if I'm quick enough and I can compress your wrist, and depending upon how I have you, you know, in a grip, that can really hurt, or I can, you know, get you in a what's called a Kimura, where you take the person's arm behind the back, right, and you hold it up. Remember when people would do that? That's how cops arrest you, right? They grab your arm, they put you behind the back, and an arm on your shoulder. The thing is, it's interesting. You can get out of that by just taking a step forward. Try it. Go ahead. Take a second and try it. Put your arm behind your back. Have somebody hold your arm and subdue you, right? The only way they can keep you in that grip is if they have their arm around your chest and they're pressing back against you so you can't step forward. Because the minute you step forward, the angle changes and you can just get out of it. That's the beauty of all of these situations. That's what I look at is what are our options in everything that we do politically? I look at it from a management consulting point of view. What is our as is? What is our to be? And what is our what we call fit gap to get from one to the other? And so I look at the as-is of Donald Trump. He's going, our as-is is we have a porous border. We have people coming over bringing drugs, human trafficking. They're committing crimes, and they're a drain on our economy. And the 2B is we want to eliminate as much as we can of the drugs, the human trafficking, the drain on our economy, and whatever else. That's what we want to do. And if you set it as a goal, I'd like to reduce that by 80%, okay, or 90%, or fix it completely. So that isn't a 2B. So what's the fit gap? Donald Trump says, well, first thing we got to do, we got to build a border wall. We got to stop, you know, crack down on the illegal drug trade. We have to look at employers who employ these people. We have to look at the people who are here, and we want to do something about them because it was no fault of their own. We need to deport the bad guys that are already here. We need to stop, you know, letting the bad guys in. We need to look at it from a terrorist point of view. So he's looking at all of it. That's his fit gap. But let's look at the Democrats' position. Okay, same thing. We got a porous border. We got all these situations going on. What's the 2B? Their 2B is we got a porous border, and we want it to continue. So what's the fit gap? There is none. They want it to, they want the status quo. They want it to stay the same. Oh, they talk about it. They say, oh, we want border protection. Well, okay, so you've identified the problem. There's a way to fix the problem. Well, what do you want to do? We've allocated more money for what? Okay, I don't even know how much it is. Here's what I would say to Donald Trump. I would say, look, this money you've allocated for this part of it, I don't need it for that. I'm going to move it and put it into the border wall. You know, I don't want more border agents right now. I'll put it in a border wall. The Democrats have a problem with that piece of it. But what's the ultimate 2B? Ask the Democrats, what is your ultimate 2B? Do you want to eliminate people coming across our border illegally? No, they don't. They will tell you that. No. Nancy Pelosi goes, put them into different checkpoints and they can go. They'll go in through the checkpoints. Like people are going to come illegally through our checkpoints. No, they're not. If they were, they'd come legally into our system through the checkpoints. They cross through the deserts. Donald Trump says many of these young girls who are probably young boys too that are coming across the desert are being raped. I want to stop that. The Democrats haven't even mentioned it. So anyway, this guy says they're in a political vice grip. The federal government shutdown presents a unique opportunity for the president to clear out the deadwood of the bureaucracy. Ultimately, it can save us billions of dollars in salaries, perks, rented office space for people who do nothing. They're unproductive. Ask if they took a poll and said, do you really feel sorry for government workers? What do you think that poll would come back? I think that poll would come back 70%. No, I don't care about them. Most people in America see government workers for what they are. They are lazy, shiftless, do nothing, hide behind the bureaucracy people. He says, goes on to say, Trump can get rid of dozens, possibly hundreds of deep state operatives in the government, handpicked by Obama and Bill Clinton for their loyalty to the Democratic Party, not to the country, not to the rule of law. He says, these people leak like a screen door in a submarine, mainly to CNN and MSNBC, the twin headquarters of Trump hatred on cable TV. He talks about Peter Strzok and Lisa Page choreographing leaks to the media and text messages. And even though Strzok was fired and Page resigned, it's clear there are many others. They actively resist Trump. There is a resist movement inside of our government. A resist movement to the work of the President of the United States. And you can't fire these people? If you were to, I mean, look, if there were a resist movement inside of the government against Barack Obama. I'm talking about that said we are resisting what he does. In other words, you're a bureaucrat. You're supposed to just do your job. I would want them fired. I disagree with Obama's policies, but I would vehemently disagree with somebody inside of the government working against him that isn't doing it by the book. Now, I know that's people, oh, Kevin, I don't believe it. That is the truth. Anyway, this high-ranking Democrat wrote this article a while back that we talked about on the show. He wrote it in the Daily Caller and said, the shutdown lets Trump get rid of these types of people. And as members of the senior executive service, many of them can't be fired unless they're convicted of a felony or committing some flagrant misconduct. So he says this is Trump's chance to smoke out the resistance, but he's got to do it carefully. And so Thomas Lipson of American Thinker, the editor there, he published columns explaining that these senior executive service employees cannot be furloughed, laid off, under normal circumstances, but they can be removed during a reduction in force when their positions are found to be unnecessary. Now, this unnamed administration official explained that roughly 80% of the federal workforce in many departments, including his own, do nothing. They plan shopping trips, vacations, they send out resumes for better paying positions internally without realizing that any new employer might actually expect them to get some work done if they go outside of the employment. He says, my service in employment law teaches me that all federal employees are working under some kind of a written contract, whether it's a collective bargaining contract with a union or an individual employment contract. And as of January the 18th, the shutdown was in its 28th day. At 30 days, these SES employees loyal to the Democratic Party become vulnerable to the RIF monster. And Lipson believes, and he also suspects, this guy, that Trump suckered the Democrats into a battle royale over the southern border wall that he proposed. And by refraining from declaring a national emergency and then building the wall with Defense Department funds, say, for example, from the withdrawal from Syria, Trump could have simply bypassed Congress. He could order the Army Corps of Engineers to build it. Now, this guy goes on to write this. He says, I believe that by making the threat and repeating it but not following through on it, Trump has created a lingering atmosphere in which Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer feel compelled to stop him at any cost. And in political terms, they're willing to die on this hill. Immigrants, when they gain the right to vote for the first time, almost always vote for Democrats. That was a recent Yale MIT study reveals that the actual number of illegals in the United States is 22 million, roughly the population of Sweden, Denmark, Norway, and Finland combined. The largest landslide in presidential history, Reagan versus Mondale, was 17 million. And the Democrats want all these 22 million to have amnesty, citizenship, and voting rights as quickly as possible. So he says, Chuck and Nancy want no wall. They want no ICE. They may not have expressly said the latter, but several prominent younger voices in their party have done so clearly. A long-term goal, vastly larger, mostly Latino U.S. population, would be an enormous gain for the Democrats. But Trump may bait them into losing their deep state network of loyal Democratic operatives.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You said that America has only been good for straight white males.
Yes.
Explain the reasoning behind that.
Because I already explained this to you. For gays, for slaves, for women.
No, you just brought up gays. But then you said Iran is a great country. Do you know what they do to gays in Iran?
Why don't you stick with the question you just asked me?
I'm sticking with my own questioning, and you won't answer it. Do you know what they do to gays in Iran?
Visit Iran.
I don't need to. I know exactly what they do.
You do not understand the Muslim religion, obviously. If you did, then...
Are they accepting of gay people?
Yes, as much as Christians are.
Really?
Christians are accepting of gays.
That was an Iranian woman who was marching in the Women's March, and she's criticizing America, and she makes the comment that America is only good for straight white men. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Not a straight white man. Straight man? Funny man? Straight black man. Let me be real clear. Straight black man. Not that there's anything wrong with the other thing. It's so, that thing is wrong on so many levels. That clip is wrong on so many levels. This is an Iranian woman in her hijab protesting in the nation's capital about whatever. I don't think it's any more against Donald Trump. It's just, you know, the whatever hegemony she's after. But the point is, she's mad at America because while she lives here, not from this country, she's now saying it's America's only good for straight white men. And she might as well have been more clear that it's only for straight conservative white men, right? Not just straight white men in general. Because obviously the white men on the other side, they have to be oppressed. They're on the left. They're oppressed in some kind of way. They're oppressed because they got to deal with leftist women. Can I help them out? Can a brother help them out? Yeah, they got to marry those harlots, those shrews. So, yeah. So then the guy presses her. He says, well, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? America's only good for straight white men. You know, and he somehow, I don't know, the subject of gays comes up. And he goes, you brought up gays. I think that's what he says. You brought up gays. What about in your country, in Iran? What about gays? How are they treated there? She won't answer the question. Why would she? She knows the answer. The answer is there are no gays in Iran. Do you remember when Ahmadinejad said there are no gay people in Iran? That sounded more Indian, but he said, there are no gay people in Iran. Anyway, he declared there are no gays in Iran. There are gays all over the rest of the world. There are gay people in all societies. It's been this way throughout all of history. But no, no gays in Iran. They are immune. And they figured it out real quickly. The reason why there are no gays in Iran is because if you declare yourself to be gay, they will kill you. This woman knows it. But then her thing is, you should visit Iran. You don't know anything about the Muslim religion. And he says, okay, well, does the Muslim religion accept gays? Now, instead of answering the question, what does she say? What about the Christian religion? Oh, by the way, the Christian religion accepts gays. You know what we accept them as? Sinning human beings. Sinning against nature. Sinning against the Word of God. Whatever. Now, you can extrapolate that. You hate them. No, it's like saying, I hate liars. I hate adulterers. You can despise them. I despise people that lie. I mean, you know, there are people that lie. This is make my butt look big, whatever. But I'm talking about just blatantly lie. Like, Obamacare is going to lower your premiums. It's going to let you keep your plan and keep your doctors. It's going to be better for everybody. I swear to God, I'm telling the truth. But they know they're lying. I can't stand that kind of a liar. It's a blatant lie. Yeah, I'm going to pay you back. I'm not paying you back. Yeah, I'll help you when you need help. I'm not helping you when you need help. Whatever. The blatant lie. The blatant lies of politicians are the ones they protect themselves against. And this woman is asked a direct question. Does your religion accept gays? Now, she could say, no, we don't. Much like the Christian religion, we consider being gay a sin. But it wouldn't end there. And she knows it wouldn't end there because you know what her religion does? Her religion kills gay people. Now, she could argue, oh, well, you beat people up with gay people. No, we don't. No, I don't know of any Christian that has said, go beat up gay people. You may not like them. You may have ostracized somebody in your family. Who knows? I'm not going to speak to all of that. I'm not telling you gay people have been treated great. Neither have blacks, neither have women, neither have a bunch of other people. But the point is, no, the Christian religion doesn't condone the beating or killing of gays. We just see it as a sin, like any other sin. And what happens is when people go, you don't like my lifestyle and you call my lifestyle a sin. And I want you to just understand this and the concept of what it is, because this really kind of narrows it down for you. So if you were a family like the gypsies or families of liars, they just go around ripping people off. And so when you hear the term, this person is a gypsy, it's a negative connotation, you know, right? So Personally, I would rather not be a gypsy than to be gay, because the connotation is you're a ripoff, you're a scam artist, you're a liar, you're taking advantage of people, you're breaking all kinds of covenants with God by living a life of a gypsy. With gay people, you're living a life that is, quite frankly, it's a sinful life, but it isn't that big of a deal. It's like, do you want to live a life of a murderer? You're a hitman. Okay, and you live the life of a hitman. Do you come out and go, what do you do for a living? Oh, I kill people. You don't even want to tell people. But we don't. I look at it as it's a sin. Your job was a mob hitman, and you want me to look at it and go, oh, hey, that's cool. You got to tell me about it. No, it's a lifestyle that people don't want to tell you about. They keep it in. If you're a scam artist, you don't tell. Yeah, well, I make a living, kind of taking advantage of people. Yeah, really, man, fascinating. And you go, well, what's your lifestyle? I'm gay. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I guess what I'm getting at is this. Gay people act like they openly tell you they're gay, and we may go, well, I disagree with the lifestyle, but we don't go, this is awful, you shouldn't be gay. We just go, okay, well, I'm not gay, I don't get it, but whatever. But if you told me you were a hitman or you were a scam artist, I'd be like, oh, okay, well, not going to hang around you. But I don't want to kill you. I'm saying, if you're gay, I might go, wow, interesting. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't have any thought. I don't care. I don't care who you sleep with. What you could have four boyfriends and two dog friends. I don't care. I don't want you legislating, and that's that. But the gay people take it so personal. Oh, you call my lifestyle an abomination? Yeah, I call a liar's lifestyle an abomination. I call an adulterer's lifestyle an abomination. I call a murderer's lifestyle an abomination. All the things that the Bible says don't do, you know, that are bad things to do, they're all an abomination. Yours isn't any worse. And quite frankly, in many cases, it's better. If you are a stand-up, you know, character gay person, and you don't lie, you follow all these other commandments, but you're gay. I'll tell you what, I have more respect for you than I do 99% of the people I know. But it doesn't mean I'm going to go, oh, but that gay thing, I'm going to overlook it because you're gay. It is what it is, man. It's one of your faults. Guess what, gay guy? I got them. I got faults. Everybody you know has a fault. Some of them, I'll tell you this, I'm opinionated. Sometimes I don't give a crap what you think, what you say. So I could be considered abrasive. I have been considered abrasive. At some point in my life, I was considered a braggart. I mean, I've had all kinds of titles that weren't really flattering. And it all, you know what it did? It influenced people around me to go, I don't want to be around that guy. Look at him. But I didn't try to legislate. Listen. I want some rights for braggarts. I want some rights for people trying to get ahead and willing to step on your back, baby. Yeah, I didn't ask for any rights. I didn't care. It was just who I was. And you know what it did? It forced me to look introspectively at times and to actually change. Actually try to improve myself. So a guy asked a simple question. A woman, she's criticizing America. Marching against a country, by the way, she couldn't, half the things she does here, not even half, a bunch of the things she does here, the freedom that she's able to express here, she can't even express in her home country. And she has the nerve to criticize us. And how dare this guy challenge her on how is America only good for straight white men? He didn't even have to go into the gays and your Iranian culture and your country and all that. He could have just said, how so? You seem very free to me. What is it that you can't do that a straight white man can do? Please expound upon it. Tell me what it is you can't do. Because whatever you name, I'm going to name a woman who's done it. Give me anything that you believe a woman can't do in this country. Except father or child. She doesn't have the genitalia to do that. But give me anything outside of that. She'd have nothing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.